You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is November 28th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. Whether you believe the Ford government is helping or hurting the healthcare system in Ontario, there is no question that the system is struggling with demand and labor shortages, among others. Earlier this year, the Region of Waterloo announced plans for a new hospital to meet the demands of our growing population. However, the Ontario College of Family Physicians recently noted that in September 2022, there were almost 79,000 people in the region who did not have a family doctor. And the college predicted that in a little over 3 years' time, this number could double to 150,000, or about one-third of the population. To accommodate this, Health Force Ontario estimated that the region will need at least 76 doctors, while the Waterloo Region Health Coalition estimates at least 140 nurses are needed. With the Kitchener Centre by-election this week, CKMS took the opportunity to ask the four front-running candidates about these serious shortages, and with the rapidly increasing population, what will they do to ensure the region can attract these health professionals to the area to meet our current and future needs? The four main candidates are Rob Elliott of the Progressive Conservatives, Debbie Chapman of the NDP, Kelly Stice of the Ontario Liberal Party, and Aisling Clancy of the Ontario Greens. Three attempts over 10 days were made to contact the Progressive Conservative candidate, Rob Elliott, but we did not hear back from the PCs in time for broadcast. Debbie Chapman of the NDP invoked Tommy Douglas to establish the NDP's credentials in public health care. She notes there is a clear shortage of doctors, and much of that responsibility lies with the College of Physicians and Surgeons, who, she believes, needs to increase their admissions.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, healthcare is near and dear to the NDP. You know, you can think back to the Tommy Douglas days when, you know, healthcare was brought in. So we're very concerned about what's happening in the healthcare system. And Doug Ford is doing everything he can to starve the system and create this crisis, right, to then be able to turn around and start privatizing different aspects of it. Like, we are totally opposed to the privatization of the healthcare system. A two-tiered system, as can be seen across the globe, does not benefit the public healthcare system in any way. So what it does is it extracts resources from the public healthcare system and they draws them into the private healthcare system. And most people cannot afford to pay the services when they're done privately. So it leaves the bulk of the population in a very, unhealthy situation. When it comes to doctors, yeah, there's a clear shortage. And I think the College of Physicians and Surgeons has a responsibility here to ensure that more doctors are trained and that more doctors are attracted, more students are attracted into the profession. And then we also have to then, you know, make sure that we are able to retain them. And, you know, we have foreign doctors. My first husband was a foreign doctor, and he's stayed in Canada. But I know things have changed dramatically over the past 25 years. And it's, you know, the foreign doctors their qualifications aren't recognized. And, you know, there are many problems that are happening at that end. That's the doctors. And then, of course, we have the nurses. And you know, Doug Ford is introducing these private agencies to do the nursing care and the other healthcare services care. And that's just going to further destroy the public healthcare system. We don't need to privatize the system to fix it. We need to focus on fixing the system that Doug Ford is tearing apart. And once you start privatizing services, it is a slippery slope. I think it has to stop right now. Mm-hmm. Are we able to recover what we've lost? I would hope so, but we're not going to do it with this majority government in power.
Right. Aisling Clancy of the Green Party discussed how the government has been making poor decisions at the expense of the taxpayers.
I'm saddened that this provincial government used our tax dollars fighting nurses in court to keep their wages artificially low. This is below the rate of inflation at 1%. They won, and so this money was just flushed away. This is money that we could have been spending on housing. We could have been spending on improving our healthcare system. We end up spending far more on agency nurses, so there's a movement to undermine the infrastructure and the staffing and the work that people are doing in hospitals right now. And then we end up having to spend far more money. Like financially, it's such a misstep that we spend far more to try to fill in these gaps. You know, our agency nurses, I don't blame nurses for wanting more flexibility and more control, but by privatizing, we're putting more hands in the pockets of big companies that are profiting off of healthcare. With related to shortages, you know, I think there's a few layers that keep people out of the profession or limit us. Like we need more spaces for doctors to be trained. I'd like to see a better, more opportunities for bridging. We have lots of folks who can't use their medical training locally because they were trained abroad. And my hope is that by having a multidisciplinary family health team, we could support doctors. And then we could hopefully, by having a proper staffing of doctors, alleviate that pressure on our emergency rooms that are overwhelmed. So that's what I mean, there's so much more. Like mental health and addictions is at a real crisis in our community, and that also lands on our emergency rooms. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to see better investments in this area as well.
The Liberals have placed healthcare at the center of their platform. Here, the Liberal candidate for Kitchener Centre, Kelly Stice, explains how she would work towards attracting health professionals to the area.
So I think there's a couple of things here. I mean, there's something about attracting and retaining, you know, doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals in our region. And that means we need to make sure we put investments into making a vibrant Kitchener. And so making sure that we are supporting our municipalities to be able to build parks and infrastructure that makes us an attractive space, supporting our arts and culture industries, because, you know, if people are wanting to come in and raise their families here, they want to have a lot of different options. And so I think those are ways that the provincial government can get in around the retention of doctors, nurses, and healthcare. But we also need to look at how are we supporting the public funding of our healthcare system. And right now, I think the current government is putting that at risk by focusing on privatization. And we need to make sure that our public healthcare system is secure, that it has the secure funding, that it has the resources it needs to be able to sustain itself. And that's where our support comes in. That's where the Liberal Party and our Patients Not Profits platform has been really strong. And we've been also working very closely with not only the Waterloo Region Health Coalition, but the Ontario Health Coalition.
The three parties we talked to all disagree with privatization. Chapman and Clancy noted they want to find ways to enable foreign-trained medical professionals to work in the riding in their chosen profession. While Chapman and Clancy focused entirely on the system, increasing medical school admissions and restricting private nursing agencies, among other ideas, the Liberal candidate, Kelly Stice, also talked about improving the riding through increasing things like infrastructure and arts and culture to increase the area's attractability. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.